From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium's federal prosecutor says two suspects were killed today in a counterterrorism operation in the eastern town of Verviers. The prosecutor said at a news briefing police raided a terrorist cell set on conducting major and imminent attacks in Belgium. He said one person was detained in the raid. No police officers were wounded. Belgium's public television station reported that police carried out the operation against Islamist groups near a train station.
Et ce sont les musulmans qui sont les premières victimes.
French President François Hollande says mainstream Muslims are the primary victims of fanaticism, fundamentalism, and intolerance. Mr. Hollande spoke at the Arab World Institute in Paris, which seeks to build closer ties between France and Arab cultures. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to meet Friday with President Hollande and other French officials. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has made a surprise visit to northeastern Borno State, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency. Mr. Jonathan, who is campaigning for re-election, flew to the state capital of Maiduguri today and met with troops at an army barracks. Pope Francis received an enthusiastic welcome to the Philippines today. He began a five-day visit to Asia's largest Roman Catholic country. Church bells rang out across the country as the pontiff flew into the capital, Manila, after a visit to Sri Lanka. During his flight to Manila, Pope Francis spoke to reporters about the terrorist attacks in France. He defended freedom of expression as a fundamental human right, but said, "You can't provoke or insult the faith of others." This is VOA News. Bad weather and rough seas have prevented Indonesian Navy divers from reaching the main section of the Asia Air flight that crashed last month into the Java Sea. The National Search and Rescue official S.B. Supriyadi said heavy rain coupled with high waves and poor visibility prevented the divers from examining the piece of wreckage. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights is appealing to Saudi Arabia to halt the punishment of a Saudi blogger who is expected to be flogged again in public on Friday. Zayd Ra'ad al-Hussein says flogging is cruel and inhuman punishment that is prohibited under international rights laws. He points out that Saudi Arabia has ratified that convention. Blogger Raif Boudawi received 50 lashes in public last Friday in his first weekly flogging since being convicted for insulting Islam. He was sentenced to be whipped with 50 lashes each week for 20 weeks. An American man is under arrest in his home state of Ohio for allegedly plotting to set off bombs at the U.S. Capitol and shoot employees in and around the building. Christopher Cornell was taken into custody by federal agents moments after purchasing guns near Cincinnati. The suspect's father believes the FBI has been building a case against his son and that he had just recently learned of Christopher's conversion to Islam.
I never even found out his Muslim name just until the other night. I asked him if he had a Muslim name because he had just recently converted to Islam.
John Cornell Sr. Recent terrorist attacks and plots have come despite efforts by the United States and its allies to degrade Islamic extremist groups. Sharon Bain reports on the challenges of countering threats from grassroots terrorists.
Analysts are warning the attacks in France and a foiled plot in Washington point to a tactical shift in terrorist attacks. Rather than receiving direct commands from a particular extremist Islamic organization, attackers are increasingly creating their own networks to plan and carry out strikes. Vice President of Tactical Analysis for global intelligence firm Stratfor, Scott Stewart, told VOA attackers are responding to calls from militant groups to conduct individual jihad and then operating on their own. Sharon Bain, Washington.
The European Parliament is accusing Russia of what it calls acts of terrorism in Ukraine. Meeting in Brussels, the European Union legislative body passed a resolution condemning what it called Russia's aggressive and expansionist policy and what it called the acts of terrorism and criminal behavior by Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.